So this is our last year this year, and the next year will be next year. Seems to be a very long time off. So this is our last year for Shnas Tov Shein Ayin Vav, and our last opportunity to be Mishtasher B'Divrei Torah U'B'Divrei Halacha before the Yomim HaNeroim and before the immense, magnificent, and how do you say Yomim HaNeroim? In English, days of awe. Gewaldige Tag. So I will also use the opportunity maybe to speak a bit from the heart about Mahus HaYomim, some Divrei Hesbonus and Divrei Chizuk. So the very first sif in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Aleph, what we will be discussing today is Kibui Letzairach Oichol Nefesh. And the practical question we will be addressing is, could we turn down the gas if something is on the fire and we want to turn off the gas or turn down the gas? Would that be permissible? Would Kibui be permissible or Maisa? When we're dealing with preparing food, Tzarech Oichol Nefesh, so the very first servant Siman Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. Also, the Chabes Leike B'Yom Tov Afilu Im Roya Beis Shenisef. Im Ein Shom Sekonus Nefoshes. Ve'im Echaven Abakas Afilu Kedei Shelo Yisah Shana Vais Or Akedera. O Kedei Lishamish Mitosa. All this is prohibited. And the Ramah says, Yesho Imrim Dafkim Efshel Ahatzel Agdeire Beloi Kibui Avalim I Efshel Ahatzel Olavan Shel Agdeire Binyan Achal Rak Shiechaba Mutar Lechabois. And that is the opinion of the Ramah. So before we delve into the Mahus and the essence of this halacha, the machlokes between the Machaba and the Ramah, let's just continue one more line in the Ramah, and I want to make a comment about the very nature of halacha. וכן ירא לי יקר, שמי אפשר בעניין אחר מותר לך בויס וכן בבייס, אם יסורף הבייס לא יהיה לו מוקם לאכול שם, ויאפסיד סודו, סוי מותר לך בויס, אבל אם יש לו בויס אחר לאכול שם, עושה לך בויס מי שמאפסיד ממוין, אוי. Sometimes halacha doesn't make sense. To the modern man, yes, we have to understand, yes, definitely so. Because in halacha we have rules. And we, God-fearing Jews, follow those rules. Your house is burning down. Your house is burning down. Modern world, person invested $50 million in his house, the best neighborhood in Beverly Hills. House is burning down. Step out, step away. You have a huge yard. Nobody's gonna be killed. Get out. Take your kids. Put on two suits, two pairs of socks, get out of the house. But if in the middle I'm the suda, or I still have a suda to eat, and I don't have where to eat shalashudas, oh, then you could put out the fire in your house. Because otherwise, don't have where to eat shalashudas. So that would be considered oichol nefesh. Your $50 million house is going up in flames, reduced to ash and smoke, means nothing. You know, it's also kibbutz, it's also melacha shen tzricha l'gufo. Nisa d'rabbanan. No justification to be oiva nisa d'rabbanan because of monetary loss. But if I'm still before shalashudas and I were to eat shalashudas, then you could put out the fire, yes. Yeah. That is oichol nefesh, somewhat of an oichol nefesh, enough to justify kibbutz. But, you don't have a problem with a Yom Tov meal, then you can't put out the fire. Yes. So go explain to a modern guy this halacha. But this is the halacha. So for monetary loss, there is no heter even to be over a shavuos. So sometimes, but that's not today's sugya. Some other opportunity we will be speaking about a very basic halacha. Halacha which we necessarily need to limit and define what are the boundaries and the limitations of this halacha, but sometimes we make a bishlos, Shema Yovar, they say the Uraisa. So when is that halacha relevant and when is it not relevant? When will Chazal make a bishlosim? Shema Yovar, they say the Uraisa. But this halacha is a very halacha and it is a very stark illustration about the nature of halacha. Yes. So on one hand, there were matashvos by tzinor shol ovo kaskasim. On the other hand, your house is burning down, but Chazal will not make the shvusim mishum hefzid mamoin. So let's get back to the basic machloikis, the machaber, and the namos. So the machaber says, Kidei shelo yisashan agedere, there is no heter, and that lechot is a gemore, and beitze davchov beis. But the Rosh there maintains that is only a mefshu binyanacha. He could take this save the gedere, salvage data in another way. But a mefshu binyanacha yesh lehokel, and that is the opinion of the Ramo. So the machaber is soysim. Also lechab is leke v'yom tov afilu emroya beis ha-shelisa. That's the Iboye in Beitze Davchov Beis, and the Gemara says, and the basic question is, what is the difference between Bisra Agimra, which obviously is also Kibui in Subhazam Zayinam Adalam, and the Gemara says it's Mutar because it's Tzorech Oichal Nefesh, which is prohibited. So Tosfos in Ksuvos Zayin Amud Aleph asks the question, and Tosfos says that Shelo Yisashen Hagedere is like Machshirei Oichal Nefesh. It's not very clear. What does it have to do with Machshirei Oichal Nefesh? Machshirei Oichal Nefesh is preparing tools, preparing pots and pans, or doing a malacha to prepare and to fix machshirei oichal nefesh, but Tosfos is medame shelo yisashen hagedere to machshirei oichal nefesh. Obviously, the kavanah of Tosfos is the heter of oichal nefesh is only when it is positive and not negative. And because shelo yisashen hagedere is not preparing food, it is just preventing the food to be damaged. That is not defined as oichal nefesh, but essentially, in a way, it's oichal nefesh. Machshirim is also, in a way, oichal nefesh. Because if you don't have the pots, you won't be able to cook. And if you don't have the utensils, you won't be able to bake. So not everything is permitted if the end result is oichal nefesh. The heter of oichal nefesh has a limit, and it has a definition. So just like machshirei oichal nefesh are not permissible, even though ultimately it is about oichal nefesh, and if we don't permit the machshirin, we will have a lack of oichal nefesh. That is not enough. So in a way, kibui ha'esh kedei shelo yisashen hagedere is similar to machshirei oichal nefesh. Yes, it affects oichal nefesh, and if we won't permit the kibui, then the food will not be edible, so it would affect oichal nefesh, but that is not enough. It must be preparing food in a positive fashion and not preventing food from being damaged. So in a way, that is similar to machshirei oichal nefesh. I think that is the fastest to understand kavonas hatosfos. So the mechaber goes in the footsteps of the Rif and the Rambam and many other Rishonim. Shelo yisashen habayis is not oichal nefesh, and therefore it is prohibited. And totally prohibited, because it's a malocha, one of Lamed's malochas, without the heter of oichal nefesh. And we also don't say mitoch shuter tzoyach u'tushloi tzoyach, because if kibui isn't essentially oichal nefesh, then mitoch wouldn't apply. However, the Rosh says no. It is, in a way, oichal nefesh, b'sha'as adcha, k'mi'ev sheve'in yenachan, and that is the opinion of the Ramo. So what do we mean when we say e'ev sheve'in yenachar? I once again want to mention the Loshon of Ramo. Aval im e'ev sheve'atzel, lo levah sheve'in yenachar, yenachar, rak sheyechab, muter lechaboy. So the Mugran Ramo gives an example. If he could put on another fire, and the chetchila put on a smaller fire, so there would be no need to be mechaba the big one that is presently under the pot of food, then that would be a situation in which we would not permit kibui letzorech oichal nefesh. That is not a mo in Mugran Avraham, sif cotton base. So the Igros Moshe in various tshuvas, chelik alef tzadik gimel kuf tes vov kuf chov ches, chelik dalet simen kuf gimel. I guess Moshe was asked whether one could how would you say in English lahanmicheta lahava?
Lower
the flame. So the Moshe says lowering the flame definitely would be permissible because that is like Bisra Gimra. And he doesn't really go into the sugya of Shaloi is Ashen Agdeira, and very short tshuvas, very short responses. And he said that definitely would be permissible because it's like a Bisra Gimra. And how about putting out the flame, turning off the gas, would that be permissible as well? And do we have a printout or an Igas Moshe? Because I don't remember the exact formulation of the tshuva. So on Senakuftas Vav, he says, slight difference between Chelek Aleph Kuf Tezvav, Kuf Kof Ches. So on Semakuf Tezvav, Rav Moshe responds. Ah, this is Dalet. Yeah, I thought it's Chelek Aleph. So on Chelek Aleph, the tshuvas are short. And Rav Moshe. בדבר ההקטין נשואי שפיימתב כשצורך להקטין כדי שלא יסורב ולא יזכר כל הדף שבגדי למותר אף אם יוכל להניח איש הגודל ולהדק איש אחר שיהיה קוטן יוכל להקטין איש ולא להדק איש אחר כי כשהוא לצורך הדף שלהן חילוק בין הדלוקה לכיבוי כיוון שגם כיבוי מותר לצורך איך הנפש כמו בביסלה גומרה ולהקטין שלא לצורך בישל משום הפסד הגז הוא כמו כיבוי הגז לגמרי אם כיבוי לגמרי עושה גם להקטן and he doesn't say well כיבוי is עושה so להקטן is עושה if putting out the gas is prohibited then lowering the flame is prohibited as well and it's a מקוף חופכס He is a bit more explicit about what he seems to be concealing Simen Kuf Tezvav and in Simen Kuf Chof Ches Reb Moshe writes Eini roitze lehesheb b'ksav b'dvar zgiris agaz v'yam tev Achim akton asuwe shel agaz ulutzorech abishul kedei shelo yisor avadah v'yizvah shel b'toiv אז פושט שמותר כבסרה אגומרה. So once again, lowering the flame for the benefit of the food is permissible like בסרה אגומרה. Putting out the flame, I don't want to talk about it in writing. So the Moshe seems to be indicating that he has an opinion that putting out the gas or shutting off the gas would be permissible even without the context of Oichel Nefesh. That is exactly what it was asked in Kuf Tezvav and once again in Kuf Chof Ches. So I don't know what Rav Moshe's opinion is because I'm not aware of a tshuva in Igas Moshe in which he does speak about this. But obviously, I think that Rav Moshe felt that would be defined as Gram Kibui because we're not extinguishing a flame, we're not pouring water over the flame, all we're doing is preventing additional gas to reach the fire, and if there is no more inflammable material for the fire to consume, then obviously the fire would go out. Would that be different than a mastapik menaner? A mastapik menaner chayev mishum mechaber. It would be different because there, in the ner, there is shemen. And that is what the Rosh makes clear in that very same sugya. The Rosh says, even if you have some kind of a gadget or some kind of a contrapture, I don't know, not always do I use the right words, but I have some kind of a mitkan in which the shemen is in a different unit, but it is dripping into the nair where the flame is, that still would be considered kibui. Because the shemen was already designated for the nair. But when we're dealing with the system of gas in your home, and the gas comes through a system of pipes, and all we're doing is preventing additional gas from reaching the flame, and therefore that would maybe be considered gram kibui. If it is gram kibui milkam. So, yes, there are more paskins that gram kibui is only mitum mumukam hefsed, but we're on far safer ground than kibui, which is one of the lamatas of his malachas. I don't know. But in my opinion, that would be considered kibui mamish, because it's immediate. It's immediate. And as you turn off the gas, the fire goes out, and that lanius deity would not be considered gam kibui or kibui. So it's difficult for me to see. It's sad kula putting out, shutting off the gas in Yom Tov, without the context of oichon nefesh.
I want to know, according to your Moshe, if there would be a small, if you would have your own little tank of...
Yeah, that's a very good question. A portable little gas, and that is very common today. You know, it's very popular. People go out to do picnics and they have a portable little gas, whatever it's called. That mistava would be the same as Divrei Arash. Mistapek min aner, according to the Rosh, is not only if we take shemen out of the net and immediately dim the flame, but even if you take away shemen that was not yet in the unit of the flame, it still would be considered kibui. However, in my opinion, you shut off the gas and the fire goes out immediately, that would be considered kibui b'yadayim and not gam kibui. So I don't actually know whether I have a vikuach with the Moshe, because the Moshe doesn't share with us what he is concealing and what he doesn't want to discuss with that. But so I'm just saying generally, I do not think that would be considered a groma. That would be considered kibbutz yadayim.
Turning off the tank would be different.
Turning off
the gas of the gas tank outside.
I don't think so, because by laws of physics, the moment you turn off the gas there, the fire goes out immediately. So I think that still would be considered kibbutz yadayim, not gram kibbutz. But that is not the sugya we are discussing today. So let's come back to the sugya of kibbutz l'tzorichei chol nefesh. So the Mogen Avraham gives an example. If you could put on another fire, a smaller fire, it would not be permissible to turn off this fire, and that would not be the heter of oichon nefesh. So once again, Rav Moshe in both tshuvas says, if you need to lower the flame, the food shouldn't be negatively affected or damaged, then it would be like bisla gomre, and that would be a heter. So in Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf Gimel was asked, what about the Mogen Avraham? So that is typical of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, well, yeah, obviously the Mogen Avraham would not agree with me, but I don't think he's right, because in the basic sources that we find in the Rishonim, in the Tosis and the Rosh, and other Rishonim and in the Vishosim, they say, according to the Rosh, and if he has another fire, a smaller fire, then he cannot turn off or this fire, he has to put it there. So Rav Moshe says, that is, if he has another fire. But is he mechuyev to put on another fire to prevent turning off this one? No. And it's hard for me to understand the diuk haloshon. So obviously the Mogen Avraham did understand the Rosh and the Tosis according to his understanding. So who are we to say the Mogen Avraham? The Mogen Avraham is not Mamzi the Salocha. The Mogen Avraham is based on the Rosh and the Bis Yosef and the Rishonim. And the Mogen Avraham doesn't see a difference between, and I personally, what is the difference? I mean, it's the same hefset, you know. What's the difference whether you put out a new fire or you merely let the other one on? I mean, why would there be any difference? Ma bein zeh zeh. So does he mean because of hefset? every fire that's burning is a hefzed. So what would be the difference whether the fire is already there or it's not there? It's not much of a tercha, not much of a hefzed. But that is what the Moshe says. But let's go back to the most important question in this sugya. Ma bein kibui sheloyes ashen agdere she'osu in Be'achov Beis and Bisra Gimre Shemuta in Ksuvis Lav Zayin. Ma bein zeleze. So the Moshe totally ignores in his shuvis the sugya in Beitze. But what is the difference between these two sugyas? So one way would be this. Bisra Agimre, the objective, what the person actually wants to do, is not kibui. His objective is lehevach, tzliya. He wants to roast. Roast is that? Tzliya is roast. He wants to roast the meat. And he doesn't want to extinguish some of those charcoals, but rather to benefit from the ones that are burning, and he wants to roast the meat. So, first of all, it's a Dov Hashem Eschaven, doesn't really want the kibui. But that is the opinion of the Rif. The Rif is the Yochid Bein Arishonim that says that the Bisa Gimra, there is no kibui. Taisus, the Rosh, and all the other Rishonim say there is kibui, but kibui is justified. So the Rif said there is no kibui. And the Rishonim wonder, why would there not be an Issa kibui according to the Rif? So the Ran says, Soifa Lahavia. Which is interesting. There is no kibui besoifoi lahavia. Maybe he means Dov Hashem Eschaven, but if it's of the Hashem Eschaven, there would be a psikration. So the Meiri does say he's not interested. He has no need for the kibui. So the Rif is an interesting shitta, and it's difficult to understand based on the general concepts and yesoides in the sugya of Dov Hashem Eschaven and psikration. Unless the Rif feels that it's not a psikration. So the meat has fluid and roitiv, but if the fire is big enough, maybe there would not be any kibui. So the Rif is one shitta. By Bisa Gimra, there is no kibui. But the other Rishonim maintain there is kibui, but kibui is mitel, it's soy rechoichel nefesh. So why would Bisa Gimra be considered soy rechoichel nefesh? And Shalois Hashem there would not be considered Zohar HaKhanash. So one approach would be, when the kibui comes together with the bishul, it's different. If the bishul is Zohar HaKhanash, the bishul in its entirety is Zohar HaKhanash. Even though it involves a melocha, which is not into itself Zohar HaKhanash. And when we deal with the concept of Zohar HaKhanash, we do not take the ma'isa apart and deal with every malacha into itself. We deal with the general idea. Similar to a Mogan Avraham regarding masikin bekelim ve'ei masikin b'shivrei kelim. And that is an interesting shy. So the Gemara Beitza says, masikin bekelim. You could put kelim into the fireplace. Not shivrei kelim, because shivrei kelim are muktzeh, so it can't be metalkal. But if a person prefers, he has old kelim, it's not really baltashkes, they ain't work much, he doesn't use them anyway, and it's cold, so masikim bekelim, because there is no isav til mikzeh, it's a kli. So the Yereim, Bali HaToisis, is the first to ask a gewaltige Yeshayle, but it's soyser, and if it's soyser, Boina and Soyser are not mutal at Soyrechoich and Nefesh. Boina and Soyser are of those maloches that are not associated with Oich and Nefesh. So, what is the heter of Soyser? The Arayim himself proves from this halacha that even Stire Gemura, when you destroy a Kli entirely, ain binyan vistire bekeilem. But Toysis and Shabbos Kuvbeis and the Rashba maintain that Ein Binyan Bekelim is just when you're putting together a Kli. But when you're building a Kli out of scratch, Yesh Binyan Bekelim Mina Torah. That's the opinion of Toysis and the Rashba. And the Arayim disputes their opinion from the Halacha of Masikin Bekelim. If a Sias Kli Chodesh is Binyan, then destroying a Kli would be Stira. And this halacha proves that entirely consuming a Kli and reducing it to ashes is not Stira. So making a new Kli would not be considered Binyan. That's what the Arayim proves from this halacha. However, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin said building a new Kli is Binyan. So we have a problem with Masechta Bekeira. Ani l'kesha'atzmi, mincha soshan Shabbos, I argued. And I'm very thoroughly convinced with this argument. Binyan and Stira are two sides of the same coin, but not across the board. Asiyas kli chodosh is maleches machshavas, and therefore it's binyan d'uraisa. Destroying a kli is not more maleches machshavas than taking it apart. And therefore, legabe stira, there is no difference whether you're taking a kli apart or you're totally destroying it. Legabe binyan, there is a difference. Putting a kli together would not be considered binyan. Making a new kli would be considered binyan. That does not necessarily mean that the same would apply to stira. And therefore, that is what Tosis probably would answer on the Arayim's question. But the Mogen Avraham in Semen Tov Kuf Aleph has a different approach. And see if God knew him. The Mogen Avraham says, if we're a matter have Havora Letzarech Oichon Nefesh, doesn't really matter if the Havora involves Stira as well. Yikim Aloch is Havora. So when Stira comes together with Havora, if Oichon Nefesh necessitates Havora, then the stira that comes together with the havora is mutar as well. Gedolei Hazman have a machloikis. In our last shiur, we spoke about smoking and Yom Tov. I said my opinion that there is no heter to smoke on Yom Tov, but we also said that many still smoke on Yom Tov. What about moichik? On every cigarette, there is the name of the brand. So when you smoke, what about moichik? There is no metoch shuter tzorich utanam shloir tzorich by moichik. Just like boyne v'soyser aren't muter tzorich, and if it's koyser in moichik aren't muter. So how about moichik? One could argue that's moichik kelachar yad. Yeah. Regarding the letters on a cigarette, it's not kelachar yad. Because I never saw somebody taking an eraser and trying to erase the letters on a cigarette. Which brings us to a different discussion. Maybe in due time, sometimes we'll speak. How do we define kalachia? Does kalachia depend on the halacha or on the mindset? Which is the machlokes between the achronim. So the Shemini Shabbos Kalchosa says, according to the Mogen Avraham, when we're matter, havora letzorich oichon nefesh, it doesn't really matter if there is a stira bahadi havara, so it wouldn't matter whether there's moichik bahadi havara, which is an interesting argument. But anyway, that's a mogen avraham. So one could say, bisra gumra, the ikar objective is the bishul, and bishul is mutar letzorich oichon nefesh. So even though the bishul involves kibui as well, that would be included in the broader context of oichon nefesh, and that's why it's mitar. However, that would not be matir kibui shelo yisash nagdeira, because what he's doing now is not cooking; it's just putting out the fire shelo yisash nagdeira. There is no heter of kibui, but so oichon nefesh. Yes, that would be a sensible approach. But that is according to the Mogen Avraham, and the Mogen Avraham is a Chiddush. And the Arayim did not accept the Mogen Avraham. And I, as I said before, I think Tosis would have a far more reasonable answer to this question. I also wrote in Minchas Sosher that Soyser Sheloy Al Manas Livnois is an Issa de Rabbonon. Aval Soyser She'ein Acharayo B'inyan Mutar Lechatchil. Moichik shaloy al manas lichtiv is an issa rabbonon, aval moichik she'ein acharayo ksiv is mutar lechatchila. And that would apply to the cigarettes and to masikim bekelim. So, that doesn't enable binyan la'acharayo. What is left is ashes. You can build with ashes. when you take a house apart, you could rebuild it from the same material, from the same wood, from the same stones, from the same bricks. But when you burn a kli, you cannot reconstruct it. So there are many different ways to be miyashiv diction. My opinion is this. Bisra agomra is kibui l'tzorech oichel nefesh. Similar to the Mogen Avraham, but I think more misyashiv alalei. That is how we roast meat. That is the way it's done. So the kibui is part of it. That is the way you roast meat. That is the way you do barbecue. That is the way you do mangal. It always involves a certain degree of kibui, and that is the way it's done. I think that's the kavanah of Sefer Chinuch. Do we have a chinuch here? Minchas chinuch or chinuch in the midst of Yom Tov Reish, Chet Tzadik. I think that is the kavanah of chinuch. Now, I don't really know whether the kibui adds to the flavor and taste of barbecue. I don't know. I never personally did it, even though some of my children do. And I don't know. I assume that the tam, there's no contribution of the kibui to the taste. Probably it's all the hava'ora, not the kibui. But nevertheless, as the chinuch explains, it is all part of the preparation of the meat. And therefore, it is considered oichel nefesh. Reish Tzadik Ches is one of the lengthy mitzvahs, yes. Le'en yansli as boser ala gecholem dahainu bisra gomre yaniska begemore afal pishu eish miskabe belachus abosor ein ze niklo mishtamesh besiluko shel malocha ki tzorech atzli el asoy soy kein u mishtamesh begufe shel malochi veshori. The chinuch explains why would putting out a fire, Shaloyis Ashen Akadeira, why would that not be considered Oichel Nefesh? So he says, because it's a negative malocha, as I explained at the beginning of the Shir. Kibui is just preventation. It is to prevent the food from being damaged. It is not preparing food. It is not a malocha that is done in a positive fashion to produce food. It's rather a negative fashion to prevent the food from being damaged. And therefore, that is not tzorech oichel nefesh. And that is what the chinuch explains. So he says, Linyan tzlias abosor, af al pi shu eish miskaba balachas abosor, ein ze nikra mishtamish besiluka shal malocha. Tzorech tzlia la soy sekein, u mishtamish begubish malocha beshori. Does he mean that it's tzorech tzlia, that the kibui contributes to the positive, to the taste? Maybe, but I doubt it. I think he merely means to say that's the way it's done. That is the way it's done. So we don't relate to the kibui into itself. That is the way you roast meat. That is the way you do barbecue. And therefore, that is tzorech nefesh. Mashiach came when you put out the fire, Shaloyis Ashen Abayis. That is negative. That is Shlili. It's not Chiyuvi. So this is the only way I could maybe understand the Psak of Reb Moshe. Maybe turning off the fire that cannot be defined as Oichel Nefesh. Maybe turning down the flame would be similar to Bisra Gomra. Because turning down the flame or lowering the flame is cooking. It is the continuation of cooking. So it is cooking in the proper fashion, and that is Minig Olam. I'm not much of a cook or a chef, but maybe if that is the Derech Bishul, at the beginning, you put the flame up high. And sometimes it is to the benefit of the dish if it's cooked on a lower flame, lower heat, more extensive. So that would be considered something positive in the preparation of food, and in that case, even kibui would be considered oichel nefesh. So I still wonder about the tshuva of Rav Moshe, but Gavra Rabba Omer LeMilsa, Rav Moshe was the basic, the greatest basic of our era. So according to the Chinuch, I think maybe that would be considered Melech HaSoich HaNefesh if that is Derech Bishul. And maybe it is Derech Bishul. Yes.
It would be a full dichui, but there's such a matzias called smoking the food. That you like a smoky flavor in the food. Possibly the Melech HaSoich is talking about they want smoky flavor from the coals and the meat. That's why. Not necessarily the way it cooks, but it is the flavor that.
Yeah. The reason I didn't say what you say, I just wasn't aware of the definition of the words smoky flavor. That's the only reason I didn't say what you said. Tam ushan. Yeah? So maybe the kibui does contribute to the scent, to the flavor. Maybe it gives it some tam ushan or smoky flavor, and then it would be considered a positive Melech HaSoich HaNefesh. In that case, would it apply to lowering the flame? Yes? Probably not. But I do think that sometimes it is beneficial to the dish if you prolong the process of cooking with a lower flame. I think so. At least regarding chont. Yeah? Chont has a different taste because it's 20 hours on the fire. So if there is anything beneficial in that food, it's gone by the time we eat the chont.
Sometimes
no nutritional benefit, but it's a machal Shabbos. So it's mozen lenefesh probably. It doesn't do much good for your guf, but it definitely would do much good for your nefesh. So, once again, that is a way maybe we could understand the Yigas Moshe. And that is actually my suffix in Pshat in the Sefer Chinuch. Does he mean that the kibui actually contributes to the flavor of the barbecue, or merely that's the way it's done? And if that's the way it's done, that would be considered Oich HaNefesh. Yes?
See, this, we don't necessarily have to comment on this or Gumri, because they knew how to, in the middle of their fire, move some logs, bekoitim the fire. They were mumchim in this. So, see, this, that kibui is a part of the. We don't know how to do that, but they must have knew how to play with their fire.
Yeah, but when we, in the halachic process, all we have is sources. And that is what Birur Halacha is all about. If Bisra Gumra is mutar, Shalo Yisashan Ekder is also, it is up to us to come up with some sensible explanation. What is the difference between the two? So what would be the din if they're taking logs out of the fire? It would be dependent on the different interpretations we discussed today. So maybe it would be permissible. And that is exactly the point I'm trying to make. Putting off the fire is also, that's the sugya of shaloi, is ashing. Maybe lowering the flame in any way, whether taking out part of the coals or turning down the gas, would be the same. So if our understanding in the Chinuch is, you get the smoky flavor by kibui, then that would not apply to lowering a flame. But if our understanding of the Chinuch is, in the process of bishul, sometimes kibui is also involved, and it still would be considered Oich HaNefesh because that's the way it's done, then maybe lowering the flame would also be permissible. And I must say this, I definitely would have difficulty being a matir, lowering the flame in Yom Tov. And my feeling would be one should abstain from lowering a flame in Yom Tov, because it's a suffix whether that would be considered, would it be similar to Bisra Gumra or Shalo Yisashan Habayis? Because on one hand, as the Moshe himself makes it very clear, lowering a flame and extinguishing a flame is the same. Amistapik menaner, chayev mishum mechave. So the only tzad to permit lowering a flame is only if it goes into the context of Oich HaNefesh v'yesh l'estapik, as we made clear in today's shiur. So So I think most people are Makel, and that Moshe in various Chuvas is Makel. However, in Chelik Dal Simakul Gimel, we are aware that it's a problematic Kula. So I myself would recommend abstaining from lowering a flame on Yom Tov if there's any other way to go about it. Putting on another flame, if there's any other way to go about it. And for Sephardim, definitely would be also because of the Yosef Asis, or even for Ashkenazim, would be questionable.
According to the Rav's cloud of Stira, there's no follow up, so when you turn off the fire, there's nothing left. It's not like a Bekasa, you put it out and you have a Chetza there which you could be used potentially for.
No, but Mechaber, there is no Din Mechaber Menas Lahavir. The entire concept doesn't apply to Mechaber. Soiso needs to be on Mas Livres, Morchek Amas Lichter. But Mechaber, there is no Din Mechaber Menas Lahavir. Kibui is a Malocha into itself.
That's the definition. Isn't that what you're doing when you do Kibui? When it's Mechaber, I'm getting.
There are in the Mishnah we do not find Machaba al Manas Lahavir. There's no such concept. We do find Moichak al Manas Lichtov, Korea al Manas Litvor, Sois al Manas Livnois. It is those three sets, no others. So we have discussed the halacha today, you know. We could go on, but the Koyl asked me to give some words of Chizuk L'Kras, Hayomim Hanayroim. So, our time is very limited, but I would like to share with you a feeling, and I said the same in my Koyl today in Ramot. So, Minchas Osho Moyadim, Sichas Chelek Aleph, there are very, very many Sichas and a lot of ideas and feelings. But probably if I have to choose one of them which appeals to me the most, it is what I'm sharing with you right now. So B'nai Ashkenaz just this week started saying Slichas every day in the morning. And every day we finish off the Slichas with a tefillah. Misha onel Avraham Avinu Bara Maria Huyanenu. Misha onel Yitzchak Kishenekad El Gav HaMizbeach Huyanenu. Misha onel Yaakov Bebeisel Huyanenu. Moshe Aaron, Yosef David, Cheskiu Melech Yudah B'chol Yoishmul, B'mitzvo Yoine B'mayadoga Mordechai V'Esther B'Shushan Abiro, Mishu Ona L'Kol HaTzadikim V'Yishonam V'Tamimim U'Yaneinu. And then suddenly we go over to Aramaic and we finish off this tefillah in a different language. Rachmona D'Onei Na'ani Aneinon, Rachmona D'Onei Betvira Libu Aneinon. Why? So my feeling is this. Jew gets up in the morning and he talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you answered Avraham Avinu, why don't you answer me? You answered Yitzchak, you answered Yaakov's prayers, do the same to me. Are you out of your mind? Are you serious? Or you're off your rock? You're crazy. Do you really think so? He answered to Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov, so he's supposed to answer your tefillahs as well. Serious? So I think we say Rabbeinu Shalom, we're not insane. Yes, we're fully aware that we are not Avraham, not Yitzchak. They deserve to have their answers, their prayers answered. They deserved that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should hearken to their wishes. The reason we say this is because it's in the Siddur, it's in the Slichas. The reason we say this is because all we have is Chus Avos. It's all we have. That is how we start every tefillah. Berchus Avos, Elakei Avraham, Elakei Yitzchak, Elakei Yaakov. They prayed for us. We were part of their tefillahs. And we want to invoke, and we want to be ma'orer, Zchus Avos. So we mention Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, all the giants, all the Malachi Ashores from our past, but we're fully aware who they were and who we are. So the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, the angels do not understand Aramaic. So we want to daven and we want to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want him, it's between us and him. It's intimate. It's personal. It's within the family. It is them we daven in Aramaic. That's Toises and Brochas that Gimel says that. So after we mention Mishon al Avrom, Liyitzok, Liyankoy, Ligidoy, Liyoylam, then we turn to a Kodesh Baruch in the most personal way. And we say to Boinish Shalaylam, we're not Avrom, we're not Avrom, Yitzok, and Yankoy. We're not even included in the Tzedikim and Yeshorim and Tamimim. But you have a special place and a special soft spot in your heart for Shavur Eilev. It is amongst them that we belong. And we come before you with the huddled masses. Please. The Medrash says that in Sefer Tehillim there are only three personal tefillahs, besides 150 general ones. There are three personal tefillahs. Tefillah LaMoshe Ishu Elikim. And that is the greatest, because nobody achieved the heights of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kimavu v'babli v'yushalmi v'agdomas harambam l'matzech ha'dovos. That's Tefillah LaMoshe Ishu Elikim. Then we have Tefillah L'Dov. Because in Koyach HaTefillah, nobody surpassed David HaMelech, Ne'im Zmiras Yisroel, in Sefer Tehillim. What's number three? Tefillah la'oni ki yatoiv v'lefnei Hashem yishpoch zicho. And the Medrash says tefillah la'oni is kroivo lehiskabel more than tefillah la'dovid or even tefillah la'moshe. Koroiv Hashem l'nish v'relev es dake ruach yoshi. So the power of tefillah la'oni ki yatoiv is greater than tefillah la'dovid and tefillah la'moshe. So we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the language that only we and He understand. This is within the family. This is the language, you know, sometimes a little baby blabbers and nobody understands, but the mother understands. Because the mother knows what the baby wants. So we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the language that is only within the family. Because Malach HaShos know nothing about a broken heart. How would they know what a broken heart is? Did they ever experience a broken heart? A Lev Nishbor? So we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after trying to be Ma'orer Chazdei Yovis, a Bris Ovis, a Tzchus Ovis. We say to Boi Shalom, all we have to offer is Tefillah La'oni, and we're fully aware of that. Rachmona de Oni la Aniye Yaneinon, Rachmona de Oni la Tvire Libo Yaneinon, Rachmona de Oni la Makich Erucho. We come before you, Belev Nishbor Venitke. We know, but we aren't fitting. Afar Pisha Eine Ra'ui, the Eini Kedai, but you're a father, after all, you're a father. So Chassidim tell a story. Rabban Nagodl of Karlin, once the first day of Rosh Hashanah, was in his shul. And the Baal Shachris, Minig Ashkenaz, the Baal Shachris from his place where he sits in shul even before approaching the Omid starts off and he yells, HaMelech! The Baal Shachris said HaMelech and Rabban Nagodl fainted. After davening, he was approached and asked, Mai Kulahai? They didn't say Nesan Toikiv, they didn't say Yirim Miyomuz. It only started. All they said is a melech. What happened? So Rabban said, I suddenly recalled and remembered the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Vav. Chazal tell the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'Sha'as HaChorban. After much deliberations, he had a scheme, a plan, and he got out of the Chaimis. And then he meets Aspasianus Kesar, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Your Majesty the King. And Aspasianus says, Well, you deserve capital punishment. You should be put to the sword for two transgressions. I'm not the king. I'm just a general. I'm the commander of the army. And if I am a king, what took you so long? So Rabban Nagodl said, We shout HaMelech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu might ask, If I am the king, what took you so long? I've been waiting for you since Ne'ila. Dov she and Ayin Vav. If I am the king, what took you so long? And therefore I fainted. So I ask, why don't we faint? Obviously a silly question. we don't faint because we don't faint by Nisan HaTokev either. We never faint. Obviously, you gotta be the Baal and Kalina to faint, so we don't faint. But Yom Lerom, you always have to have an Ayin Toiv on Klal Yisroel. I think we don't faint because we believe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not only a king, and before he's a king, he's a father. And in all our tefillahs, we turn to a Kodesh Baruch Hu in Yom Lerom with a dual language. Ovinu Malkeinu, and we always put Ovinu before Malkeinu. Im kebonim im kavodim, we always put bonim before our body. So, a soldier leaves his post. He's gone, he's lost. And the military police is looking for him. Nowhere to be found. 3 months later, comes back to the base, proud, wearing his uniform. He is snatched off the street, thrown into the dungeon. It'll take him 3 weeks before he appears before a military tribunal. A son left his parents' home, and he's gone for a few months. And they're looking for him, nowhere to be found. 3:30 in the morning, somebody knocks at the door, and the father and mother rush to the door because it's been 6 months since they've been sleeping by night anyway. They can't sleep. He opened the door, lo and behold, he's back. What's the first response? Will they slam the door in his face? Where have you been? No, the first response is always. They hug, they kiss, they cry together, and the father says, I cannot even tell you how happy I am. I wondered, I worried whether I'll ever see you again. I am so happy. Coffee, tea, popcorn, what do you want? What could we offer you, our dear son? Ultimately, you have to offer some explanation. Ultimately, he will be asked, where have you been? You couldn't call, you couldn't send a letter, you couldn't SMS, you couldn't send an email, nothing. But the first response is always overwhelming happiness and joy and gratification. We don't faint because we know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was not only a king, first he's a father. Yes, he is a king, and there is Shchav Oynish, and there is Din V'Mishpat, but first of all, there are Racham Eav. That is the overriding factor in Yom Yeron. We always put Ovinu before Malkei. So we turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we've been away for too long, far too long, much too long, but we're back. And please, please let us in. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu always lets us in. And he's always happy when we come back to him. Ki lo yachpoitz b'meisa beis, ki yem b'shuvoy medar v'oy v'chay. So the greatest gula in Yom Lerom is to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shvir asleiv, b'nemichas ruach, and the tefillah shebefinu, we have nothing else to offer. But tefillu lo'oni ki yatoi v'lefnei Hashem nishmas. But if we really expect the Kodesh Baruch Hu to relate to us as a father, we must relate to him as children. And children are different than servants. So the Zohar explains in Parshas Bahar. You remember the Machlokes Amei Avraham Avinu and Brachos Daf Lamed Vav. When are we called Bonim? When are we called Avodim? Machlokes Amei Avraham Avinu. The Zohar explains. We're always Bonim, we're always Avodim. We have to fear a Kodesh Baruch Hu and we have to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu because we're servants, because we're Avodim. But we have to love a Kodesh Baruch Hu because we're Bonim. And that is the magic combination of Dechilu and Rechimu, of Ahavo and Yiro, that is Bonim Vavo. So if you want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be a father, you have to be children. So in Yom Lerom, first of all, we have to come back to a Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'ahavo, Ubedveikus, and to ask for his Rachamim, like a Ben Soirer V'Moira, please, with his parents, please. don't take me to Bezdin. I apologize. I won't do it again. I'll be better. So the Rambam paskens in the Sofer of Hilchos Mamrim, Halachas, yes, Ben Sir v'Moira, his parents are entitled to forgive. So we are all a Ben Sir v'Moira. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu is entitled to forgive, and he wants to forgive. That is what he wants, and that he wants, he wishes. But if you expect me to be a father, you need to act like children, like loving children. So we stand before a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and our bakoshe is, don't treat us as servants, don't treat us as avodim, because we have no chance. Treat us like a father treats his children. And the tefillah, all we have to offer is tefillah rabboni kiyato. We know that we're very far from tefillah the David. We are light years away from tefillah the Moshe. We're fully aware. Mishon el Avraham Avinu, Bahar Mario Yitzchok Yishenecho Diaka Bebeisel doesn't necessarily have to respond to our tefillahs. But we still hope he will. Because he is also the one, Rachmona de Onela Aniye Aneinon, Mitzvira Libo, Vinokite. So that is our avoid in the Yom Mero Amiros, and we should all be Zoycha to Aksiva, the Chasima Toyo, the Sifon Shal Sadikim Gibri, Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Makabal our Tfilis. And we should be Zoycha in this base medish the entire year to be mishtashaya b'divrei Torah b'shalva b'nachas, having nachas from our children and help for our families. And this coming year should be a shnas geula v'yeshua v'bias mashiach tzedkenu v'meiru v'yomeinu.